Okay, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Dine Elisha v'Avihis Hamatzes, Simen Kuf Yud, Sif Vav. So, Hakli Shalashim Baitzrigan Lashgiach Shalaye Bashum Nekev Vaisedek. The kli that you're kneading the challah, the matzah in, you need to be careful that it doesn't have any hole or crack. Shiyuchal Yishar Shom Mashu Isav Ischamis. Because what's the problem? Because there might be a little bit of dough in there. And don't leave a kli when it's being kneaded on the top of pillows, pentischamim, because pillows will make it hotter. And after the 18 minutes, which is how much time you have to make the matzahs, you knock as the kli hetev, you clean the kli well. You have to wash your hands well. That's when you, if you ever go to matzah bakery, so after the 18 minutes, everybody stops and cleans up and etc. And all the wood and the rollers etc. You have to make sure there's no hole or crack. After the 12 minutes, you have to clean them very well. And same thing with the kalim that have holes in them. Shouldn't have even a mashu isa. And the same thing, the marda, that's the, what do you call it? That's a shovel, but it's more like like the thing you take the pizza out of the oven with. It's a word for that, no? Anyways, you have to be careful that there's no cracks in it. Because a little bit of dough will go into Vius Chametz. Zion. If let's say something sharp falls into the dough, going melach, a tablin, or sidchai, salt, spices, or sidchai, afilu mashu, even a little bit of vanilla shpasaychin is needed in a kol isa asura, the entire isa is asur, shun des chamemeshon, because this hot thing is going to make it hot. Vim nitsa besaychin isa garen tua, and if it's found in the dough, a garen a tua, yito min a isa kaove etzba, sovev a garen v'yashlech. So try this one at home, right? If you find in the dough, one kernel of grain, yitom and aisa, then you have to take out the dough, kuve etzba, the thickness of a finger, savagar, v'yashav v'shar mutar. Right, imagine in your batch of dough that you're making matzah with, you found a kernel of wheat, that's chometz. So all you got to do is take a finger's width all around, from around it, and remove it, and then you're fine. Ches, yizor shalei laniach,
Yes.
Does the spice really make it like become chomet so quick?
That's what we choshed, yeah.
And why we don't we choshed? But like, let's say somebody puts it in the oven right away. Like, let's say it fell in and they put it in the oven right away.
I don't know. That's not what he's not talking about. Let's say he's talking
but
about.
But We're not concerned about lechem oni. We're not concerned that it's become spicy or sweet or whatever.
No, it's a chomet issue.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. You should be careful that you shouldn't leave the dough even for a second without somebody working on it. Right? Because as long as it's being worked with, then you know it's not going to become chametz.
That's a chumra, no?
That is, well, he seems to be saying it as an ikar adin.
Mm-hmm. Right?
But
the kids
are saying
it
as an ikar adin. But ultimately, it's a chumra.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Meaning, b'di'evad would be okay, for sure. It's okay.
There is time between while they make the dough until they're raw. There is like pauses.
Yeah. And right away, right after you're done making it into dough, give it out to the people that are rolling it. You shouldn't make such a large dough. Only according to the amount of people that you have that are going to roll the dough. Vim nishar mina isa bidei hamechalek, and if there's leftover from the dough, from the one that gives it out, yelishu v'yasekpah, then he should keep kneading it and work it, shalei yenuach afilu rega b'li esek, that he shouldn't leave it even for a second without esek. Meaning, let's say he has extra dough and he doesn't want to waste it, so he should keep working it till he can give it out to somebody. test. Hamagagal migagal bezrizas. The ones that are rolling it should do it bezrizas. Valyishu lasis as a matzah, and they should not wait when they're doing the matzah, but the mus eze tzura into any sort of kidimus, and they shouldn't make it into major forms. You have to make sure also that there's no crumbs of the dough on the daf. And they shouldn't be attached to their hands. They shouldn't have any dough. When they say there's a little bit of dough attached to them, yirchatzu, then they should wash their hands very well. Yud, miyad lacha shenigmara matzah yinak vua bezrizus. After you finish with the matzah, you should make holes in it. Bezrizus, and don't do any forms in it. But masha menakim, would they make holes in it? Eliyamaru b'chol ma'adef should do it as quickly as possible. Miyad yitnu l'seicha taner, and then miyad you put it into the taner. Yizor ma'oy shelo yasha oisa afilu ma'at neged pi ha'taner. Don't let it sit even for a little bit in front of the taner. Kisham tamar la'achmitz. Now that's what you got to make sure, because sometimes the guy that's putting it in and out of the oven is delayed a little bit. So if you're going to wait, you got to wait a little further back from the oven. Baal Cain, and therefore, Tzrichin Hadash Zeh, Shehu Moshe, that's a matzah's loifa, Yeh Baal Torah, Yerushimayim, Shidak, said. That's why those guys get paid a lot of money. He has to be a Baal Torah, Yerushimayim, to be careful to make sure he doesn't sit with the matzahs right outside the oven. Yud Aleph, Hayori Devar Hashem Yizor, Shekoidem Afiyas HaMatzah Shelo, Yasiku Heitev Mechadosh, Es HaTano. You have to make sure that before he bakes the matzahs, he should heat it up well, Mechadosh Es HaTano, Lefazer Zekalm HaPnei Kulin, spread out the coals. Ki mi yodeim zeh asher ofa koidem lo yoyo nizah b'chol HaZehirus. Because you don't know if the guy that was using the oven before you was being careful with these things. Yud Beis, Ha'ayfa Yizar Ma'ayd Lashgiach Shalei Tiskafel Eze Matzah. The one baking it has to be very careful for kfeilus, which means that they get folded over. Gam Shalei Siga Achas B'chavrata. You have to also make sure that one matzah doesn't touch the friend. Ki B'makam Ha'Negiyah B'chei B'makam Shemeschapelus. Because the place that they touch and the place that it gets folded over, Ein Nefes Maharu U'Meschametzes, doesn't get baked quickly and doesn't become chametz. V'im Eira Shenis Kafla Shenis Pach Shenis Nafcha. Let's say it does become kofel, or it blows up a little bit. You need to break off that area, and that's considered chametz. Vashar mutaris, and the rest of the matzah is mutar. It's interesting that the kitzur doesn't say that you need a thickness of a finger around it also. But if they touch each other, kishen adayin lachas betaner. When there's still lachas in the tanner, yesh lahatir b'di'eved, then it's mutter b'di'eved. Matzah nefucha and matzah that's blown up, panoshim nikar hamatzah be'ulya, that it's recognizable that the matzah is split in its thickness. V'achol, and you have to make sure that the hole is a the width of a thumb, right? Meaning when it gets blown up, right? The way you figure out that it's blown up is that you see that the thickness go the it gets so thick that the opening is the thickness of a thumb, right? I don't know. I think nowadays we don't really have that we don't really have this because they get rid of this. So if you see it, then as long as it's just, if it's a little bit of a bump in the matzah, that's not the issue. It has to really be like a big air space in the matzah. Yeah. All right. I think we said to Yud Beis, right? Fine. All right, it's good to be back.
Thank you for doing it.
All right, everybody should have a good Tvach and a good year.
You too. Thank you.
All right, Sagazen.
Welcome back.